Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning to everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. It inspires me to know when I have different styles of individuals on the show that has been successful in their business and continue to be successful in their businesses. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself with positive people so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. I'm still looking for inspiring artists to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can feature them on my Friday hiphopnot.com show. So definitely do that. Last week on the show, I had Benita Money, who shared her story. Y'all remember the story? She was on the ID channel. I know y'all got to remember that. You got to go and research her. Benita Money, she was very intriguing. Story was very awesome, so you got to check that out. Today on the show, going to have my favorite, finally got him, y'all, Preachers of L.A., my Pastor Jay. He's definitely going to be rocking with me today. Want to say good morning to my XRQK Los Angeles, AD News Talk, Airtime America Radio Network. Good morning out there, guys. Hope y'all have an awesome morning. Going to switch gears a little bit. Of course, y'all had my ear to the street Monday with my Basketball Wives, my Real Housewives Atlanta Sunday and my Basketball Wives last night. Kind of sleepy, y'all. What's up, MJ? Good morning.
What's going on? You do sound sleepy, honey.
I'm sleepy this morning.
It's all good.
That's too funny. Girl, I don't know where to start. I guess we got to start with our Real Housewives of Atlanta. Our favorite ladies.
Oh, my goodness. Apollo is... He's so clueless. What is,
girl.
What is really up with Apollo? I mean...
I know. Wait, let's go back to the ladies in their little circle having their little... remember they had their second version of the pillow talk.
Oh, yes.
And then they called Portia ignorant.
She called Candy ignorant, too.
Pretty much, didn't she? She pretty much
and
got
I'm like,
food.
Okay, that, I mean, I don't see the problem with the question being asked. Because you hear about menopausal women being in their 40s
uh-huh.
or whatnot. So, I mean,
uh-huh.
it's not, I mean, yeah, should she have asked her? I don't know. You know,
that's
too want
funny.
To know. But it wasn't no reason to call
I
her
know.
Ignorant.
That was funny. Okay, so now we can get to the juicy part. So when the ladies were on their way back up to, I guess, the men's quarter, they heard some hoorah going on, and you had our beloved Peter, of course, Papa Smurf, and our beloved Greg getting into it. Now, Greg, you know what? Greg has been around Nene so long, he's starting to act like Nene. He have amnesia, too.
I think so, because... I thought, and even the camera went back and flashed back at that
uh-huh.
Nene
walked
up.
Exactly. She walked right up on Peter.
Yeah, and she overheard what he was talking about, and she came to him, but he kept saying, you stepped up to my wife. You said, like, oh, were you drunk at the event? I mean, because I clearly, unless it was some good editing, she walked up to him.
That's what I said. I say, now, why did he bring that up? I guess he just felt froggy. He wanted to stir up some stuff. But, you know, again,
they were
it's
all
reality.
So
it's
they
reality.
Were feeling good. And, you know,
I know.
Alcohol is the true syrup, so.
Poe Lawrence, he was just caught up in the middle.
Yeah, Lawrence was like, whatever.
Lawrence was way to the side. Look, you didn't even see him nowhere. he wasn't getting in there. But
Apollo said he'd had his fight already.
That's right. He wasn't getting it at. But Apollo tried to be a good husband, and he did give Phaedra a little party before she went home, I guess, to get on that good side.
He had to, because he know he messed up. I don't care. You trying to be friends with your wife's enemy?
You know what? That's what gets me. What got me was that night. How you going to leave your wife in the dark, sitting there, and not even know she got into the little apartment
thing?
Yeah,
exactly. You talking about you'll get a key or what? No, go. You stay with her. Go or take her to go get a key or something. That
was mad at him. I was mad.
Yeah.
He was too busy trying to get back to that key.
That's what it sounded like to me.
If we could only see the edited part, boy, I tell you.
Ooh, I know.
Lord.
Great editing. Great editing.
Yes, but I guess it's going to be good next weekend, next week when Cynthia and them, when they finally sit down. You know, that Cynthia, I know she's not confrontational, but to me she's scary as well because when she called Greg when NeNe called Peter that B-word, seemed like she was saying, now hold on, NeNe, now hold on, now you talking to my husband now. But
now, we know Candy would have set us straight.
Ooh,
and probably even Phaedra would have set us straight.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Cynthia was quiet as a mouse.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what she valued her friendship with NeNe over her husband or what, but there's no way I'm going to sit there and let you berate my husband like that. Mm-mm.
Well, remember they did their friendship letter, so.
Well, it don't matter. One eye open. Just say that.
Well, what happened with our beloved basketball wives last night? Besides
Drea and Sunday, they got into a fight. Drea clocked a good
real?
Time because she had a nice, fat, juicy black eye.
I know.
But
do you really think
Sunday retaliated, and I guess she got a good lick in or whatnot. But
Jackie,
of course, in the middle of everything, the reason why a lot of stuff.
Always.
Yeah, it's her. But Drea, I guess, broke down what Orlando told her about her daughter. Of course, Jackie didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see next week, that they both confront Drea, Jackie and her daughter.
I know. Drea looked up. She was surprised that Jackie didn't tell her she was bringing the daughter.
But she should know how Jackie works.
But you know what? Back to the fight. I'm gonna Google that up to see if that was even true because I know they probably blinked out a lot. She must have hit her with a glass or something, or her nail got stuck in her eye because I didn't think Drea was that strong to be popping on Sunday.
It was a sucker punch kind of because she went towards a boom, hit her.
That's what it was.
But I'm
a sucker punch.
You know somebody just. Up and get on a couch, you better be ready. You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't know what they're going to do.
I thought she was going to fall down and hit her face. You know, I'm saying it seemed like she's so silly, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess
last night. They was really on it. Girl, I was
surprised. Two fights and two nights.
Ooh, yes, back to back. I was like, oh, my God. They giving us a run for our money this season. I bet you that, but I don't know. You know, we got our beloved Black Ink Crew. They'll be coming up next Monday. Now, Merit to Medicine, they come in April, I think the 6th. So we still got a little time for them.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. Reality TV stars back up again.
They are back. They are definitely back. And kudos to Miss Evelyn Lozano. She had her baby boy.
Yes, I can't remember his name. I think it's something. I know his middle name is Leo, but I can't remember what it is. Chase or Craig or I can't remember. But I know his middle name was Leo.
Oh, that's cute. What else happened? Something else. Somebody else had another baby. or somebody getting married?
I don't know.
I can't think. You know what? You know, that's bad when you can't remember.
And my condolences and sympathy goes out to the families of the Flight 370.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. That's
survivors. That in a nutshell is just it's a tragedy. It's so sad.
Oh, yes, definitely. I sure hope they can find that plane. That's what I'm worried about.
Actually, they said they have. They said they found near Australia.
Okay. I mean, the actual, so I guess now they just need to go under and actually get it, pull it out.
The weather is preventing them from doing so. So they have to wait maybe till Wednesday to do more investigating. So, but yeah.
That's going to be a mystery because we ain't going to know what happened, who did it, why.
Hopefully they invest and find some clues or something because those families need closure. They need closure.
Yeah, they do. Well, all right, MJ, thank you for rolling with me with our Basketball Wives and the Shiner that Sunday received and our Real Housewives at Atlanta.
Thanks for having me.
All right, y'all. Had to give you your dose of reality. You know, I'm still shaking up about my Basketball Wives. I just can't believe they was actually fighting. I mean, I know this is reality, but I'm glad y'all giving us something to talk about, ladies. But I don't know. All right, y'all. Going to give you your blast from the past, and when I come back, going to have my beloved Preachers of L.A., my Pastor Jay. He's definitely rolling with me. Y'all got to stick around and listen to what me and him talked about. So, going to give you your blast from the past, but don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy on Open Talk, too. Be right back.
All right. Blast from the past.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that's gained the fame in leadership with his ministry, and he's definitely well-respected, and he also gained his celebrity status from being a professional skateboarder. But he's also my favorite reality star. Let's welcome to the show, Preachers of L.A., Pastor Jay. Hey, Pastor Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Cindy. Great to be with you on your show. Open to talk.
Thank you. I am so honored to have you on here.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm wide open. I'm ready to talk.
Okay. Well, tell my listeners about the show. What's going on with the show? And how is your beautiful wife doing?
Christy's doing great. Just super busy doing her thing.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, you said, how's the beautiful Christy doing?
Yeah.
She's just getting more beautiful all the time.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, she's doing ministry, doing life. You know, she's a mom,
mm-hmm.
very active as far as helping me here in the church.
Okay.
We've already started filming for season two of the show.
Right.
But we're knee-deep in all that. So we're super busy at the moment.
Okay. So how are the cast members doing? How are they doing?
The children, they're doing great. They're my daughter's playing hockey at the moment.
Okay.
So that's just another thing we got up in the mix, you know. So between picking her up from school, getting her to hockey,
mm-hmm.
hockey games, all those kind of things.
Okay.
So
you say y'all in season two. How are the cast members, how are they doing, everybody's doing on the cast?
Everybody seems to be doing good. I haven't seen everybody personally in a little bit, but as far as I know, they're all doing great. The ones I have seen or ones, you know, I've continued to stay in contact with, they're all doing great.
Okay.
I had Wayne Cheney here at my church preaching recently.
Oh.
Had Bishop Ron Gibson here as well.
All right.
Both those guys just set the house on fire.
I bet they did, especially Mr. Gibson. That Bishop Gibson, I can imagine.
He brought it. Yeah, he brought it. I had to get the building repainted when he left.
When is the season actually kicking off? In October or... the summer?
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm a little vague. I think I think season two will begin to air at some point in the summer.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's June or August. So I'm vague on that, so I'm not really sure.
You gonna do some more skateboarding for us?
I may do a little bit. You never know what could happen.
Well, I'm curious to know, how did you learn to skateboard? How did you branch off into that?
Well, what happened? The way I got involved in skating was I got, for Christmas when I was 10 years old, my mom gave me a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took it out in the driveway and just started skating. And started skating in ditches on sidewalks and building little ramps.
Really?
It just lit a fire on the inside of me. And people that are like real core skaters, you know, they get it. They understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on one, it just does something to you, you know, like... For some guys, that fire gets lit when they start playing basketball,
uh-huh.
get on the court, you know, or baseball or football or something like that. But, you know, I just started skateboarding as a little kid at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I just was a natural. I adapted to it real easy. And next thing you know, I just started rising up through the ranks, getting sponsored and stuff like that. And so basically, I've been doing it for just about my entire life.
Okay. So do you still do it, like, from time to time, like, periodically? I know on the show they saw you a couple of times doing a little skateboarding here and there. So I'm sure you use it as a tool, learning tool for ministry, I'm sure.
Exactly. It's just a platform, especially, you know, with younger people and things like that. It's just a modern – I've turned it into a modern-day pulpit. You know, some people stand behind a wooden podium or a glass podium. You know, at times I stand on a skateboard. That becomes my podium. And so, every now and then I still get out and skate, you know, recreationally or just for fun or to hang with the guys. But I'm not trying to compete or anything like that.
Okay. You got any more tattoos?
Not since the show.
Okay, and I was laughing at the show that Cheney wanted to get one, but that wife wouldn't let him get his tattoo.
Well, you know he's gotten one since then.
Really? Oh, my God.
Taking it, he went under.
Uh-oh. That's going to be funny to see. Well, I know your schedule is tight. I want to ask you, in your profession as a pastor, and I guess the words of guidance that you use and wisdom, what would you tell your younger viewers who... respect to and look at you, I guess, more of a reality star than a minister, but like, what would you kind of tell them that want to, who wants to maybe follow your footsteps?
Well, follow my footsteps in the ministry, is that what you're saying?
No, more of the reality, like the entertainment.
So more of the entertainment element.
Right.
You know, for me, obviously, I'm gonna give my counsel and advice from a spiritual perspective.
Okay.
Because this world will eat you up, it'll chew you up, and spit you out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure in this world. And whatever foundation you got in you, when you step into this world, if you got a weak foundation, it's going to show up.
Right.
And if you got a strong foundation, it'll show up. And so, you know, I think the most important thing is to predetermine what your core values are.
Right.
And everybody needs to know what their core values.
Okay.
Core values help guide you towards your ultimate destiny. And when you establish what those core values are, they become clear in your mind. Those things become the non-negotiables.
Okay.
So anytime you get presented with an opportunity to do something that goes directly against your core values, if you've already established what those are,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to recognize what you shouldn't do
mm-hmm.
and what you should do.
Okay.
So it makes the decision process a little bit easier when you know who you are.
Right, exactly.
Because if you don't know who you are, no, because here's the deal. Nobody's going to care about your future as much as you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And when you get involved in a show or some type of a program or filming project,
mm-hmm.
Whoever hired you, their goal for you is limited to that show.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that show, they don't necessarily have you in mind and what you want. So you got to make sure that you're taking care of you.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, one reason why I bring that up, because one episode, you were skating, and a friend of mine's son was here, and we were watching the show, and he was like, oh, he's such a cool guy, and I like the way he skateboards. So, I let him vent, and I let him talk, and I said, well, you know, he does more than that. He's a pastor as well. Remember, this is what the show is about. And he was saying, really? That man with all those tattoos? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to YouTube some videos and let him listen to you preach. I say, because you know what? That white boy can preach. And he was like, really? And you know, and that's what I say. A lot of the kids, they look up to you guys, the reality stars. You know, they kind of just look up at y'all, you know, for that type of platform. And you know, I love the show personally myself. I love the show.
Well, and the reason I'm on this show, and I appreciate that. I'm glad you like it. The reason I'm on this show is not for fame or fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this show for the purpose of influence.
Okay.
And if I can influence, you know, guys just like what you just described,
mm-hmm.
then that's what it's about for me.
Right.
I think I can give you a great example of why I do this show. Last season, there was a lady in Kentucky, and I think she was in her 30s. She had a terminal disease, and she was dying. The doctor said, you know, you only have a short period to live.
Mm-hmm.
She had a mental illness where she had the mentality of like a 14 or 15-year-old.
Okay.
And she had grown up in this very abusive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Been abused physically. She had been abused mentally. So she just lived this horrible life. And there was another lady in her community that owned a beauty salon.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady said, I'm going to take this lady who's dying, I'm going to take her on to try to make the last part of her life the best part of her life.
Oh.
And she said, I want you to create a bucket list, and I want to do everything I can to try to help you live out that bucket list
mm-hmm.
so that the last part of your life is the best part of your life.
Right.
And so what happened was, this lady had started watching Preachers of L.A.
Okay.
And she told this lady who owned the beauty salon, she said, I want to go see that pastor and his wife.
Oh.
And she bought a plane ticket, flew this woman out to our church, came to a Sunday service. We stopped the whole service. I met her right there in the middle of church. We ministered to her. We prayed over her.
Oh.
And not long after that, she did pass away.
Okay.
And to me, you know, those are just very beautiful moments.
Exactly.
I was just blown away that I would actually be on somebody's bucket list,
mm-hmm.
things to do before you died.
Okay.
And to get the opportunity to help somebody meet Jesus,
mm-hmm.
in that capacity, that's why I'm on this show.
Okay. And you do. I think you really do touch a lot of people. And, you know, and another one that I really like, too, is Gibson. You know, when he turns it up, he turns it up. And, I mean, I said whenever I come and visit L.A. again, I am definitely planning on visiting y'all's churches. Because I tell you, y'all can preach. When they show them little clips, I'm like, okay.
I hope I can.
You can. Well, again, I know your schedule is tight, and I appreciate your time. And again, I want to hear a little gossip about the show, and I know you can't really talk about it, but I know we waiting for it to hit.
Hey, we're going to a whole nother level. I'm telling you, this season two should be way better than season one.
Oh my goodness!
And I think you're going to see some very beautiful moments,
okay.
as we're transparent. But also as we help people and we're transparent in the process of doing that,
okay.
I think there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of this show.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you again, Pastor Jay, for taking the time to interview with me.
Absolutely, Cindy. It's been great to be with you.
All righty. All right, guys. Again, that is my favorite reality, Pastor Jay from Preachers of L.A. So, Vivian, I'm glad he called.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the interview with my favorite pastor, from Preacher of L.A. Was trying to get my Dietrich, but couldn't get him to call, so that's all right. All right, y'all. I'll be back next Tuesday, April the 1st at 10 a.m., and I will have on the show the first female athlete that signed with the semi-pro all-men's team, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Also going to have Little John coming up, and, of course, Macy Gray. They're definitely going to be rolling with me. So y'all got to stay tuned with me in the next few weeks. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. You got any ideas you want to share, story you want to share, you want to be on the show, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to. OpenTalk2@yahoo.com, so I can definitely roll with you on the show. Houston Power is going to have their first football game, y'all. It's going to be April the 5th at 7 p.m. at Lutheran South Academy. First game is going to be against the Austin Outlaws, so definitely support the team on that. Y'all want to see me come out of retirement, you want to see me on play, you got to show up to see if we're going to be there. We need the support. So definitely do that. All right, y'all. Have a good week. Blessed weekend. And I'll be back next Tuesday, leaving you with a commercial.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out
Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspear Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you. And they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspear agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspear Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertising with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com. for more information.
Back up in it, the track so terrific, and you got the levels for how we can whip it, cause the